Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Dalid Amud Aleph. We're in the fifth volume of Mishnah Berurah, and we are learning the halachos of Hachana on Yontif, how to prepare properly for things to do on Yontif. Simon Tov Tzadi Zayin. We begin with the Mechaber. He tells us, Ein Sodim Dogin Min HaBeborin. A person is not allowed to go and capture fish, to go and trap fish from Beborim. Beborim, the Mishnah Berurah tells us in Sif Katan Aleph, Hainu Brechos Shalmayim Mukofim Me'arba Ruchos. These are pools of water that are surrounded on all four sides. In other words, a small little backyard pool of water that has surrounded on all four sides and has fish swimming inside of it. Now, that's what you're not allowed to do. Ein Sadin, you're not even allowed to trap from this. The Bir Halacha, Chafetz Chaim writes, this Isser Tzedah on Yontif is a machlokas, whether it's the Rais or the Rabbanan. That's a whole discussion, and he has an Arichas over here as to when this applies. And if you look in Dirshu, footnote number 4, he brings down, Sheyesh Omim Shetzedah Muteris B'Yontif Min HaTorah L'Tzorech Ocho Nefesh. The opinion that says that it's only an Isser the Rabbanan says that on a daraisa level, it's permissible because of tzorech ocho nefesh. The rabbis asked it in the rabbanon sheshchoshu. They were concerned. She came and she avod the rabba. It takes a lot of time to go trap animals. The person's going to spend all day yontif torud hayom yitorud adam kol hayom b'avodaso all day long. He's going to be working hard at this. V'yimonim simchas yontif. So the rabbis instituted over here not to do this. Others say no. It's an issur in the Torah because the Torah only allowed you to do ochel nefesh, that it's the derech to do it for that day. But when you're trapping, you don't trap for that day. Nobody really expects to trap that day and eat that day. So therefore, it's for future times, and therefore, it's an issur d'oraisa over here. The opinion of the Rambam is ein issur tzedah b'yontif lo min haTorah v'lo min d'rabbanan. The Rambam says it's actually neither. It's not in the d'oraisa, it's not even in the d'rabbanan. How come you're not allowed to go and do it? He says, the din of muktzah. She called davar mechusa tzedah, something that's not trapped. Harehi muktzah, it's muktzah. And therefore, it won't help you to do hazmona on Erev Yontif for this because it's muktzah, because it's not trapped. In any event, the Isser Tzedah is an Isser Daraisa, an Isser Darabonim, or maybe just an Isser of Muktz over here, and you can't go and trap from these Beibarim because the fish in these Beibarim aren't considered captured. And certainly, the Mishnah Berurah continues, Uvibin Hanar, Lord Storch Leilashmina. Now, certainly from a river, you don't have to tell me you're not allowed to go trap fish from the river. The Vadayasa, that certainly is absolutely not going to be allowed. He brings down the name of the Iri because the Kulu is now Bay. It has all these problems with it. Number one, say the Gemurah. That's real trapping over here. The Osir Kiktziru Trina, which, as we pointed out now, according to many, that's an Issur D'oraisa. That's no different. That you're not allowed to go harvest and you're not allowed to go grind on Yontif. These are really Surim. Ushar Melachos, and there are other Melachos as well that you're not allowed to do. Kidel Simon Tov Tzadi Yesiv Beis that we learned in the previous Simonim. And in addition, we've got Mukta. Then you also have the problem of being Mukta here as well. Now, the issue footnote number 1 brings down, the lead told dog misafol mayim she'ein bo mishum tzedah. You have a fish in a bucket. So are you allowed to go and take that fish out? So the Machane Yisrael, the Chofetz Chaim writes, she'esh omrim she'chayav mishum oker dover migidulo. There's a separate problem that you're removing something from the place where it grows from, so to say. And this is based upon a Yerushalmi in Shabbos, where it says, Mogen Avraham explains this, Davka kishinotel as a dog b'Shabbos. That's only when you take it out on Shabbos. But alitlo b'yontif, to take it out on Yontif, so the Mishnah Beitza tells us that that is permissible. B'ofen she'ein b'zeh mishum iser tzedah. As long as it's not trapping, that would be allowed. So on Shabbos, you wouldn't be allowed to take it out from that bucket, but on Yontif, you would. However, the Mogen Avraham continues to write, he says that the Bavli says that no tell dog misafu mayim b'Shabbos the Bavli disagrees with the Yerushalmi. He says it's not because you're removing something from where it grows, but because of Netilas Neshama. You're not allowed to kill something on Shabbos. And therefore, it's not called kotzer. You're not removing it from the place where it grows from. So the Machtz Tashekel adds, the reason why it's not called Oker Dovim Migidula, because that's a specific Isser only in regards to the ground, things that grow from the ground. And that's the Igle Tal's opinion as well. And the Igle Tal also says, Mishum she'en gidulo shel hadam min hamayim, because the fish really doesn't grow in the water. It lives in the water, but it doesn't grow from the water. And therefore, Mikomokom chiyuso hu miachila sharosh yasov v'dogik tanim. It lives because it eats the grasses and other small fish, and therefore it's not called oker dovim gidulo. And in any event, they're arguing about what the source over here of the potential prohibition would be. Dishfut number 2 therefore says, Mitamzeh, Mi Shiesh Beveso Dogim Bikvarium. If somebody has fish in their fish tank, Sheinam Odin Lechila. You don't eat those fish in your fish tank. They're Elul Anoy. They're for just having a beautiful thing in your house. So in this situation, Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down, Osu Lahachlif Esamayim Shal Aquarium B'mayim Nikim. You can't switch the dirty water in the aquarium on Yontif for clean water. Why? Because he says, Kivin Shal Hashem Kach Tzorech Litvos Esadogim L'Tatlam. Because you have to go take the fish out and move them. And they're Muktza. And you're not allowed to do this. And he says, even if you do this in a way that you don't have to actually move the fish, so for example, you'll take out most of the water from the aquarium, you'll leave a little bit behind for the fish, and then you'll put in new water. He says, even there, it's no good. Daito shom sha'asu, it's also no good. Why? Shagam ha'mayim shadogim b'socham hey muktzah, because the water that the fish are left in is also considered muktzah. And he brings a raya to this from the Shulchan Aruch, where it talks about a lulav in water, and Ayin Shom for the rest of this footnote for that detail. In any event, he brings down that others disagree. Chayyadin says you can switch the water for the fish on Yontif. So Shlomo Zalman explains that that's not talking Shlomo Duba B'dogim Omdim L'Refuah or L'Noyah Chedomeh. That's not talking about fish that aren't being used. Ella for Achila. For Achila, you can do it. Because if the water doesn't get freshened, so the fish are not going to live and they're not going to be tasty. And therefore, you're allowed to do this for Achila. On the other hand, the Ktos HaShulchan says, he says, no, you're allowed to go switch the water in the aquarium. You have to do this in a way, both in Shemosif Mayin, when you add water, and then you can take off some water. That's allowed. Even Shem Yashir Sadogim Mayim, if you lift a little bit of water over there, they could die. And therefore, you're allowed to do it in this fashion. Finally, can you move the whole aquarium? So he also brings down the Tosa Shulchan that that's mutter, because it's a kli, Shemolach Telehetter. You're doing this to beautify the house. If you want to bring it from one room to another room, you'd be allowed to. And this is also the opinion of Rav Shlomo Zalman. So in any event, we go back in Chazer quickly. The Mechaber says, you're not allowed to go trap these fish, even if they're in these smaller pools, and certainly not from rivers. The Ramah adds, Hagah, afilu b'mokum she'eino mechusum tzeda. The Ramah says, even if they're trapped already, they're not really missing being trapped. Why? He says, in the Beibarim, in these backyard pools, Lefisha Beibar Rochav Harbe, because it's still too wide. It's not considered like in a bucket. And therefore, the fish, Vadogim Nishmotim Elef Elef, the fish move about from one place to the other, brings down the name of the Magid Mishnah, and therefore, they're not really considered trapped already, even though they're easier to trap than if they were in the ocean or in a river, but they're not considered trapped. As the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Beis, wrote Solomar, Shoya Biber Kotin, even if the Biber is a small pool, Shein Sarach Lomar Have Metudim Tzedena. I don't have to go get a net and go and trap them like I would in a river. If you had an animal or a bird, it would not be considered as if it was missing being trapped. It would be considered being trapped. As we're going to learn there. Nevertheless, by fish, it's different. So if your chicken is in a relatively enclosed space, that's not considered that you're trapping the chicken. But by the fish, it is. That it's considered trapping if they're in the small pool. Because they're under the water, you can't really see them so well. It's dirty water. And we'll see in a moment what it would be if it was clear water. And this little pool is still wide enough that the fish are not captured or considered captured yet. They're moving in and out from all the little holes and crevices over here, and they're not considered captured. They're not considered as they're halachically captured. Because even though you could easily get them, you still have a lot of work to do to go and get them. So even though they're not in a river or in a lake, but there's still enough work that they're considered not trapped. Because of Morgan Rom, the Morgan Rom adds, the im hamayim tzlulim, the raw dog, but if it's nice clear water and you can see the fish, mutter, then they are considered trapped in ein mechusat seder, as long as they're not needing a lot of work to go and trap them. Such as Shabbe Berkotin. It's a very small pool. You put them in your bathtub. So, yeah, they used to put fish in the bathtub and they'd be nice and fresh for Yontif. So, they would put the fish in the bathtub. That's considered clear water. You can see them. There's no holes and crevices to go to. That's not considered Mechuset Seder. However, he brings down the Yesh Me'achorim Shesovrim, Thou Koponim, Mitam Mukta Osul Tzodin. Nevertheless, there's an opinion that says they're still considered Mukta in this situation and you're not allowed to go and trap them. The issue footnote number 3 explains, according to the Shulchan Aruch Harav, Shekevon Shem Mechusim in Ayim, because they're still under the water, even though the water is clear, Minastam Ein Das Odom Aleim. Elo imkain his minum mayor of Yontif. Now here we're not talking about the bathtub. We're talking about they're in this small little pool that's nice and clear, but since you didn't actually mazmin them before Yontif, so they're not considered as if they're trapped. And the Shulchan Aruch says, in the similar regard, in regards to young deer, these fawns that are in your orchard over here, Shav She'en HaMechusar, and say that they're really captured, they're not running away. Nevertheless, Mikomokom, Hareya Muktsum, and they Ruchok Min Ir. If it's not right next to your house, it's considered in the forest, so then it's considered that they're not Mukhan. Shakim She'en Roa sometime, because you're not seeing them all the time. Ain't Daitolem, therefore your eyes and mind aren't upon them, unless you did Hazmona on Erev Yontif. Finally, Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Gimel says, Olinyan in Nisonam Mibo Yom Beso Chateva. If you put him inside a bathtub before Shabbos, you've already come in Sifhei. That we're going to learn in Sifhei. So again, a quick summary over here. You're not allowed to go trap these fish when they're in these pools because of various possible reasons. Either they're not captured or that they're muktzah or you weren't mazmin them beforehand and therefore, Ein Sodim Dogim Min HaBeborim. Unless, if they're very clear, so then maybe if they're not considered lacking trapping, then you might be able to, and in our situation, putting them in a bathtub or in a teva or in a bucket, that we'll discuss in Yitzhak Shem and Sif Hei. Now we go to Sif Beis. The Mechaber writes, Dogim v'ofos v'chaya she'em muktza. If you have fish or birds or an animal that is muktza, so ein mashkinosom b'yontif, v'enosnim v'em mozonos. You're not allowed to go and water them, give them water on yontif. There ain't no still of the Amazonas, and you can't give them food. Shemo yavo likachmi, and because they're not prepared, they're muktzah, and if you give them food, you may come to take them, and since on Yontif you can shech them, or the fish, you just let it die, so therefore we're concerned, the whole masha asur, the ochlo lishtamish bo mipnei shu muktzah, also l'tautlo. We're concerned, if you're not allowed to go and eat it, and you're not allowed to go and use it, and it's muktzah, so therefore also l'tautlo, you're not allowed to go and even move it. Now, Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Dalet tells us, Miditola hatam b'muktzah, from the fact that the Mechaber used the Lashon over here that it's muktzah, mashma duva din behema. Same thing would apply with an animal as well, a behema. So we said chaya, but it implies a behema as well. For example, could go behema midbaris, or a wild animal, hamur l'kam m'sim tov tzadiches siv zayin, like we will learn in Yitz Hashem, or kigon avuz v'tar negolis ho medis l'gala beitzim, or even as a domesticated type of an animal, a goose or a chicken that we're using to raise eggs, after lo shayach ben seida, even though they're not needing to be trapped, kiven de muktza, they're set aside because they're for raising eggs. Also lashkosa, one wouldn't be allowed to go and give them water, velitei lefnei mazonos, or give them food, shemo yavo lechol mehem biyontif, because you may come to then go and eat it on yontif. Now, the issue foot number 5 brings down, the problem is, v'yavar b'tiltulum alisa muktza, and when you go and move them, you're going to be over tiltul muktza. Over tamad ovashen zenechshav gzera l'gzera. Why is this considered gzera l'gzera? You're not allowed to go and feed them because you may come to move them, and moving them is only a problem over here as a gzera. So you may come to eat them. So the Ma'amar Mordechai says, it's one gzera. It's very, very likely that it's going to happen, so we don't call this a gzera l'gzera. In any event, this is the first opinion that the Mishnah Berurah says is the Mechaber's opinion. However, he says, Avol HaKamon and Siv Zayin, the Mechaber changes his mind. Sosam HaMechaber, Kedas HaPoskim, the Tolei HaDovid B'Tzeida. It's nothing to do with Muktzah, it has to do with trapping. And if it's already trapped, then there's no problem. The Kol She'en Mechusarim Tzeida, Mutu Litein Lefnei Mazonos. Anything that's not missing being trapped, so you can go and give it food. Because of Brichodosh, the Chayno Agim Olam, the Chayno Ikar, Ayin Sham. And the Brichodosh says, this is the Psak Lamaisa. You're allowed to go feed your animals, even if they're not animals that you're going to go and shecht or eat on Yontif. And that is the Halach Lamaisa, the Mishnah Berurah says, based upon the Brichodosh. Then Sivkot and Hay, the Mishnah Berurah says, Ein Mashkim, Ein Oslim Tnei, you're not allowed to go feed them or give them water. Kosva Achronim, Dafka Lefnei Mamish Osolitain. Even according to this opinion, it's giving it to them directly. Avolim Nosin Berocho Kitsas. But if you give it a little bit further away from them, Berocho Kitsas Mehem, they in Boim Va'ochlin, and then they come to eat it. So the chicken is over there, it's sitting on its eggs, and you throw some feed over here, you put a water for it over here, 10 feet away. So then they can aim by Oakland on their own, less than, but that's not a problem. Kiven dos a hecker. You're making some sort of a hecker that's not going to lead you to go and pick them up and be metalto muktza. Midkar v'lo osid likach mehem. You're obviously recognizing, you're doing it in a shinui dika way, and therefore it's not a problem that you come to go and pick them up and move them. The issue foot number 6 brings down, v'dafko dogim v'ofos v'chaya shemizanoseim olav. This is only for your domesticated animals or fish or birds that you're
the one responsible to feed them. But if it's not your responsibility to feed them, they're living in the wild. So then the Dogel Merubava says, also then you can't even take this kula of giving it to them from far away. You're not allowed to feed them. Because Tama Isu Lite Mizonus may behemas Vhayas Khadoma, Shame is the same Olav, Animishum Shemikahliam. Because the reason you're not allowed to feed animals that don't that aren't your responsibility to feed has nothing to do with maybe you're going to come to take them and shech them on Yontif. Elamishum Shi Tircha Shalolitzorech. It's because this is unnecessary extra work on Yontif, which you're not allowed to do. And the Mishmur adds, Vitam Zer Shayach, Akishinosin Lem Barichuk Mokum. And therefore this applies even if it's far away from where they are. Because there's nothing to do with where they are or Muktza that you may come to take them. It has to do with the Tircha. And the Tircha is whether you do it far away or whether you do it nearby. And this is also the opinion of Rekiva Eger and the Dogum Ravava. And that's why even on Shabbos Shira, when many have the custom that they put out bird feed for the bird feed is for the birds, one shouldn't do this on Shabbos Shira. You have to do it before Shabbos Shira if you want to do this. Further or later in the footnote, he writes, so you have them in a kli, the fish are in a kli, so the Chayyadim says, the fish are going to die if you don't feed them. As we pointed out, you can even change the water. That's considered like feeding them, and that's not a problem. We go to the Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Vav, and he says, Shema Yavo Li Kach Mehem Lachlan. We're concerned that you may come to take them and eat them. Therefore, for a non-kosher animal, which this concern doesn't apply, Mutul Kol Yama. You can definitely feed your dog. No concern, you're going to take your dog and go and eat it. Therefore, that would apply according to everybody. However, the issue foot number 12 brings down, Linyan and Sinas Mazonus Lay Devorim, putting it in front of bees, so it's mashma from the Bir Halacha later on in Siv Zayin, she'aser, that's not allowed, avshin tmeiz, even though you're not going to eat the bees, in lo b'mokum hefsed, unless there would be a financial loss, then there may be a kula. Now, we'll just conclude over here today's shiur with a quote from the long Bir Halacha, dogim v'ovos v'chule. We'll go about 10 lines up from the bottom. So there's a whole discussion over here. Can you feed your animals or not? So the Chavetz Chaim concludes and he says, "Ube emes ein svara lomar." There really is no reason to think. The asru chachamim lebalim, that the rabbis instituted any sort of an iser for owners of animals, lefarnes behemo shalem b'yontif, that they can't feed their animals on yontif. When, hecha domedes lechaliva, when the animal is being used, let's say, for milking, even though, afti minoseh olav, and you're responsible for its food, how could you not be concerned at all about Tzar Bali Chaim? And that they were thinking that you're going to forget yourself and come to go and shech the animal. Therefore, none of these really apply. Because the Torah says, Leman yonuch shorcho v'chamorecho. The Torah says, you're supposed to let your animals rest on Shabbos. What type of menucha is that for your animal if your animals aren't allowed to be fed and they're going to die from hunger? And therefore, the Chavetz Chaim concludes, even if you want to say that you're not allowed to feed the wild animals, that's because because they have their own food. As opposed to your domesticated animals, you're definitely allowed to feed. The Chavetz Chaim concludes, that you don't even have to be machmir over here if there's no concern about trapping them, so then there is no concern over here about feeding them. And that is the halacha l'maisa. A person's allowed to feed. In fact, he's responsible to feed the animals that are dependent upon him for food. With this, we conclude today's shiur.